We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sean, I guess let's just start with, how are you feeling physically right now? Well, your struggles on the mound, we don't need to tell you, and everybody listening knows what's going on. But, I mean, for you, is it physical? Is it mental? Is it a bad rut and you're making your pitches? How would you describe what's going on?
No, I think it's a little bit physical. I kind of talked about this last night after the game about how I haven't really amassed this kind of bulk in several years. And, you know, there's nights like last night, there's stretches, you know, over the course of a long season where, you know, you feel a little bit out of whack, maybe a little bit sluggish because it catches up with you every once in a while. But, you know, I'm in really good hands with our trainers, with our medical staff. You know, we're constantly looking at ways to make things more efficient and, you know, try to stay fresh. And, you know, the good players, the good teams, you know, they find a way to you know, grind out games when you're not feeling 100% and get to a point where you can play your best baseball down the stretch here.
So I know you guys are just so in tune with your bodies and you know how you feel better than anybody else, obviously. So just some rube like me watching on television, the velocity looks the same, but it doesn't feel the right way coming out of your hand sometimes. Go into that a little bit, just the way you know when you're right, that ball jumps out and hitters look uncomfortable.
Right, yeah. The velocity can be a little misreading sometimes. You know, I rely so heavily on deception, you know, and hiding the ball from the hitter and not giving them a good look at it. And, you know, when I'm right, mechanically, that ball stays behind my body a really long time. And the way that it jumps out of my hand because I get really good extension, it gets on them a lot quicker. They don't see it as well, and it gets on them a lot quicker than they expect it to. So sometimes, you know, you get a little bit fatigued or your mechanics are a little bit off, and you can't keep your body in the same posture. So you know, you start trying to recruit maybe a little bit from some other places, and you know, the next thing you know, that arm's leaking out just a little bit too far. Maybe they're seeing it a little bit earlier than normal. Maybe it doesn't quite have that same effect, that same deception. So, you know, I really think after looking at some film last night, I think mechanically I was in a pretty good spot. I think it was just made a little bit more the byproduct of having worked a lot here recently. But hey, you know, I said after the game last night, it certainly didn't have that cherry on top, right? You know, we didn't put the exclamation point on the win that we wanted to, but we got it done. We won the opening game of a series. We got a chance to win the series tonight. You know, we're still in a good position to accomplish everything that we've been working towards these last several months.
Sean Doolittle on Grant and Danny. What's your confidence like right now? And in any way, when you have these outings strung together, does it falter as you go out there? Let's say you're protecting a one-run lead tonight against three right-handed hitters with power.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've been – this is my eighth season, and as a reliever, you go through stuff like this every so often. You know, as rough as it's been this past couple of weeks, it's not uncharted territory for me. I've been here, I've been in worse positions before. I've had worse stretches before. You develop thick skin as a reliever. You develop a way to continue, always find a way to go back to the drawing board. You have to be, maybe some of it is stubbornness, but you're constantly looking for a way to get back on the mound and be effective again. And my confidence comes more from the preparation that I do before each game, before each outing, after a game even, rather than, you know, some of the results. The results are great. I mean, obviously that helps the process, but, so when I get to the field today, I'm going to head in after I talk to you guys, and we're going to look at some film. We have some numbers that, some data and stuff that we want to look at and, you know, go to work. And, that's where you do that work. You feel good about where you're at that day. And, that gives you confidence going into the game that night.
Sean Doolittle with us here on Grant and Danny. Tuesdays, 11:45. We hang out and have banter. Sean, I'm a fan just like everybody else listening to this broadcast, talking about the Nationals. We love the Nationals. I hate losing to the Braves, to the Mets, to the Phillies. It drives me crazy. It's blood boiling. You guys don't look at it that way, though. Can you go into that for us? I feel like where it's obviously you want to win your divisional games, but, you know, losing to the Mets is – We play them a bunch more times. You know, you got another game tomorrow, and you guys are big leaguers because you can wipe that slate clean. But for fans, I'm still thinking about Friday. I'm still thinking about Saturday. I can't get over it. But you guys, like, are professionals at getting over it.
Yeah, you have to be able to kind of turn that page, and you have to be able to process it in a little bit of an objective way where, some of the emotions are taken out of it, where it's not – it's not personal. There's no emotions tied up in it. And, like I said, as bad as Friday was, it only counted as one, thank goodness. It didn't feel like it at the time, but, we were able to bounce back and salvage the series on Sunday. And I think over the course of such a long season, you have to be able to do that so that you can stay, a little bit more of an even keel. If we had that much emotion hanging in the balance on every game, we would be riding a roller coaster all year, getting really high on ourselves after we win a game, getting really low on ourselves after we lose. And I think that's one thing that we've done well as a team, and I think you can attribute it to the veteran presences that we have in the locker room. Just how if we lose a game, we bounce back and come back ready to play the next night and give ourselves a chance to win that game. And we're just a little bit more. We just have a little bit different perspective because we're so close to it.
Sean Doolittle on Grant and Danny, one of our favorites with us each and every week. He's been outstanding for 2.5 seasons, going through a rough patch here. But as he always has, you expect him to come out on the other side. Sean, I'm going to ask this, and for the record, I don't even necessarily agree with the thinking, but I do think it needs to be asked, which is, you know, we have a lot of callers that will call up and say, why don't for a short time they just lean on, say, Hudson or Strickland in the ninth inning and maybe give Doolittle some time? What would be your take on if Davey came to you and said, hey, we're going to give other guys a save chance, at least for the next few days, and just rest up that arm, not necessarily that you're unavailable, but they'll try to stay off of you more and kind of mix and match until you're back 100% feeling like yourself. What would you think about him saying that?
You know, at the end of the day, we talked about this a lot in spring training too. I want to win. I'm really competitive. I want what's best for this team. If he came to me like that in those terms, then it kind of sounds like he has his mind made up, and, there's only so much that I can say or do.
Well, let me ask you in a better way. Like, what if he asked you, like, what do you think, or what do you want to do?
Hey, I got a good relationship with Davey, and I can be brutally honest with him. We've had so many good conversations over these last couple of years, there's a lot of transparency there. But at the end of the day, I still think I can help this team out by pitching in that ninth inning. I know things have been rough recently. Part of pitching in that role is being able to take some lumps over the course of a season. It's a tough role when you don't have any room for error. You're walking a tightrope every night. There's going to be some ugly ones. There's going to be some rough weeks, but, we're in a good spot. Rather than shake up the entire rest of the bullpen, let's see if we can ride this out, because physically, I feel pretty good, especially given what point we're at in the season. I think I have a pretty decent track record over my body of work here, and whatever we want to do, we're gonna do what's best for the team. I think I can still really help the team in that spot.
John, thank you as always, buddy, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks,
Sean. Sean Doolittle on Grant and Danny. He's been in the big leagues pitching well since 2012, and he's going to get it right. He always kind of has.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.